Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
There is a great deal of interest today in the subject of ancestry, in the study of genealogy. And many people have spent a great deal of time and money in order to discover and to trace their family background, to discover their roots. And though for some this is a fascinating journey, for others it is a highly emotional experience. And like glue, they feel strongly connected to their past. And so it gives meaning to their life. It gives them a sense of stability. But to the Jewish people at the time of Jesus, genealogy was far more than that. It has some very practical applications. Ancestry determined any claims to land that they had, and it was based upon the tribe from which they were descended. Ancestry also determined the validity of any inheritance to which they were entitled. Ancestry was used to verify if they were in the priestly line and so eligible to serve in the temple. Ancestry dictated the city to which they were to return in order to pay their taxes. But even beyond that, we are told in 2 Samuel chapter 12 that the right ancestry was essential in order to establish if they were in the royal line of David the king, and so in the line of the Messiah. So at the time of Jesus, perhaps for all of these reasons, detailed records, public records, legal records of the genealogy of all of the people were kept in the temple and in the city of Jerusalem. And those records were destroyed when the Romans destroyed that city in 70 AD. And so today, no one from the nation of Israel really knows their ancestry. They do not know from what tribe they are descended. And so no one can trace their ancestry back to David the king. And so no one can claim to be the Messiah. And no one can claim to even be in the line of the Messiah. So in writing, primarily to the Jewish people about Jesus, writing somewhere between 50 and 60 AD, it is not surprising that Matthew begins his letter to them in the Gospel of Matthew by giving them the genealogy of Jesus in the first 17 verses of chapter 1. And it is here that Matthew traces the royal line of Jesus to David the king. While Luke, in Luke chapter 3, traces the bloodline of Jesus to David, the line from which the Messiah would come. The bloodline and the royal line. And both of these writers approach the genealogy of Jesus from a different perspective. But both of them give evidence that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. And Matthew begins in the past. And he traces that royal line of Jesus to the present. While Luke begins in the present, and he goes back to the beginning of the bloodline. He goes all the way back to God himself. And it is Matthew who selectively gives us the names of the legal ancestors, of the royal ancestors of Jesus. So first of all, we notice that in verse 1 of Matthew chapter 1, it says that this is the record, Biblos in Greek. This is the sacred scroll. This is the account of the genealogy, Genesis in Greek, from where, of course, we get our English word, Genesis. This is the account of the beginning of the story of Jesus, the Savior of the world, who is the Messiah, who is the Christ, the anointed one of God. This is a report concerning his life while he was here on this earth. And Matthew notes that Jesus is the son. He is the descendant of David the king. And he is the son, he is the descendant of Abraham, who was a Gentile, and who was the father of the nation of Israel, the one to whom God gave the promise of blessing in Genesis chapter 17. The promise of salvation, so that sin could be cut out of our lives. A promise that was given to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, that all of the people of the earth would be blessed through him. A promise that was to be fulfilled through the Messiah. The Messiah who would be a king, unlike any other king on this earth. He would be a king who would rule by grace, a king who would rule by giving those who belong to him undeserved favor and blessing because of the sacrifice of himself for them, for us. Because even though David had a heart for God, he was still a murderer. He was an adulterer. He was a man of blood. He was a sinner. And even though Abraham was a man of great faith, still, he was a liar. And he was an adulterer, and he too was a sinner. So they were both in need of the forgiveness of a Savior, just as we all are in need of that forgiveness. Just as we all are in need of the grace of God. So this genealogy of Jesus is more than just a list of names. It is a testimony to the grace of God to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So Matthew says in verse 2, to Abraham was born Isaac, the child of promise, the promise of blessing. A child who was given to Abraham and to his wife Sarah in their old age. And to Isaac was born Jacob, who was a liar and who was a deceiver right from the beginning. Yet it is through Jacob that the nation of Israel began. And to Jacob were born Judah and his brothers. And Judah was one of those brothers who sold their brother Joseph into slavery and then who lied to their father by telling him that Joseph had been killed by a wild animal. And to Joseph were born twin brothers, Perez and Zerah. But they were born by a Gentile woman named Tamar, who was the daughter-in-law of Judah. So those twins were born as the result of incest. And to Perez was born Hezron. And to Hezron was born Ram. And to Ram was born Amminadab. And to Amminadab was born Nashon. And to Nashon was born Salmon. And to Salmon was born Boaz by a woman named Rahab, who was a Gentile and who was a prostitute in the city of Jericho. And to Boaz was born Obed by Ruth in violation of the Mosaic law, since not only was she a Gentile, but she came from the land of Moab, a people that God had cursed because of the sin of the daughters of Lot who had children by their father. And to Obed was born Jesse. And to Jesse was born David the king. And to David the king was born Solomon, but Solomon was born as the result of an adulterous relationship between his father and a woman named Bathsheba, who had been the wife of Uriah the Hittite, who was a loyal soldier of the king, yet he was a man that David had killed so that he could take Bathsheba as one of his wives. And to Solomon. Solomon acted foolishly, and he married hundreds of women in violation of the law of God. And to Solomon was born Rehoboam, who through his pride and through his arrogance caused the nation of Israel to be divided, never to be united again. And to Rehoboam was born Abijah, and to Abijah was born Asa, and to Asa was born Jehoshaphat, and to Jehoshaphat was born Joram, and to Joram was born Uzziah, in a time when there was great material prosperity, great wealth in the nation. And to Uzziah was born Jotham, in a time when there was great military success and victory in the nation. To Jotham was born Ahaz, who was an evil king, who sacrificed children to pagan idols, and who cut off the connection of the nation of Israel from the one true God. And to Ahaz was born Hezekiah, who destroyed those pagan idols and who restored worship in the temple in Jerusalem. And to Hezekiah was born Manasseh, who was unfaithful to the Lord and who led the people away from God. And to Manasseh was born Amon, who was just as wicked as his father. And to Ammon was born Josiah, who purged the nation of their sin and of their idolatry, and who led the people back to true worship. And to Josiah was born Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the destruction of Jerusalem and at the time of the deportation of the people to Babylon. And he never saw Jerusalem again. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah, to him was born Shealtiel, who ruled in Jerusalem as a governor under the authority of the Persians. And to Shealtiel was born Zerubbabel, who rebuilt the altar in Jerusalem and who laid the foundation of the temple. And to Zerubbabel was born Abiud. And to Abiud was born Eliakim. And to Eliakim was born Azor. And to Azor was born Zadok. To Zadok was born Achim. To Achim was born Eliud. And to Eliud was born Eleazar. To Eleazar was born Mathan. And to Mathan was born Jacob. And to Jacob was born Joseph, who was in the royal line of David the king, even though Joseph was a construction worker. He was a carpenter, a man who was, it says in verse 16, the husband of Mary, by whom was born Jesus, but Jesus was not born by Joseph. He was not his father. Jesus was born by the Holy Spirit. And so, this same Jesus is called the Messiah. He is called the Christ of God. Therefore, Matthew says in verse 17, let me give it to you as concisely as I can. All of the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations during times of enslavement and times of deliverance and times of defeat and times of victory. And from David to the deportation to Babylon, there are 14 generations during times of darkness and times of captivity and times of despair. And from the deportation to Babylon to the time of Christ, there are also 14 generations. The darkness gave way to light, and the gracious hand of God was upon the people through a young woman named Mary. And so the Messiah was born into the world through her, through the Holy Spirit who came upon her. But as she said in Luke chapter 1, he is my God. He is my Savior. He is the friend of sinners. Sinners like her, yes. Sinners like Joseph. Sinners like you and me. This is not just a list of names. This is the genealogy of the King of Kings. But in addition to that, this is the testimony of the grace of God to us, that all of us who come to him for forgiveness, no matter who we are, no matter what we have done, we will find grace. We will be saved through the Messiah, through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.